AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. With the nuclear deal in place with Iran, President Obama is challenging opponents to come up with something better. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
Ed, the president says he's confident the deal will keep Iran out of the nuclear bomb-making business for at least a decade and subject Tehran to intrusive inspections. He says the foes who've been lining up to denounce this deal have yet to say what they'd do differently.
And that's how it should be. This is an important issue. What I haven't heard is, what is your preferred alternative?
At a broadcast news conference, the president said walking away from this deal means unraveling inspections, a likely new Mideast arms race, and eventually, he said, it could lead to war. Ed?
That's the AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. The president also said there's no mechanism in place to revoke Bill Cosby's Presidential Medal of Freedom. The president didn't talk about any specific allegations involving Cosby, but he did say this.
If you give a woman, or a man for that matter, without his or her knowledge, a drug, and then have sex with that person without consent, that's rape.
Court documents obtained by the AP reveal Cosby admitted under oath he got Quaaludes to give to women with whom he wanted to have sex. Police outside Charleston, South Carolina, are looking for the person who shot and killed four people at a home. A boy was injured. Investigators think it was an isolated incident. Clifton Lamar Williams is scheduled to die by lethal injection in Texas for killing a 93-year-old woman during a robbery 10 years ago. A new government study says the risk of Lyme disease is expanding. More parts of the Northeast and Midwest are considered high-risk areas. Lyme disease is transmitted through the bites of very tiny infected deer ticks. Wall Street stocks have moved lower. The Dow is down about 30 points. This is AP Radio News. A new report says the IRS had a rough tax season.
The IRS hung up on nearly 9 million taxpayers who needed help, according to a government watchdog, which accuses the agency of poor customer service. The National Taxpayer Advocate Office says the IRS got whacked by budget cuts, just as confused and victimized Americans struggled with identity theft issues and complications related to the president's health care law. Some Republicans who oppose that law have been trying to starve the IRS of money, just as its role in implementing the law ramps up. Rita Foley, Washington.
Amazon has hyped Prime Day today as Christmas in July. Some shoppers found a lump of coal instead. Some thought the discounts weren't steep enough on the big items. The goal was to boost Amazon's $99 annual Prime loyalty program membership during the summer months. Some customers compared Prime Day to a garage sale. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.